Thousands of young immigrants in Massachusetts and across the country who were brought into the United States illegally as children are waiting to learn whether they'll be able to stay here or if they'll have to return to countries that many of them don't consider home. Congress is working on a deal for these so-called dreamers, but an agreement is far from certain this morning. WBUR's Shannon Dooling sat down with the woman who is widely recognized as the original dreamer. And Shannon brings us this conversation.
The fight over DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, appears to be coming to a head this week. But the movement behind the original DREAM Act began nearly 20 years ago when a teenager in Chicago contacted her U.S. senator. Teresa Lee says she's an introvert, and stepping into the limelight does not come naturally to her. She's had to work at speaking out publicly as an immigrant rights advocate. And her 16-year-old self, back in 2000, worked to understand the concept of being undocumented well before the word dreamer was a political term.
I thought I was alone, and I thought, frankly, we might have been the only undocumented family in the country. We didn't know.
Lee says her parents lost everything in the Korean War. They took a chance and moved from Korea to Brazil, where Lee and one of her brothers were born. She says her parents' bank account was robbed in Brazil. They lost everything again. So she says her mother sold her wedding ring, and they brought the family to Chicago for another chance at a new life. Eventually, their travel visas expired, but the family stayed.
All I was thinking of when I was 16 years old was that I needed to do something about my status and my family's status, and what can we do about it? We had to contact Senator Durbin.
And so she did. And in 2001, Democratic Senator Richard Durbin of Illinois and Republican Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah introduced what became known as the DREAM Act. It was supposed to help children in this country illegally become permanent residents. Senator Durbin calls Lee's story his inspiration. Lee says her family was her inspiration.
What we grew up with was the fear of separation. And especially because we were undocumented, we were so isolated from the outside world, and that brought our family closer.
I've seen you speak about that isolation before. Do you see how that isolation has had an impact on the path that your life has taken?
Yes, absolutely. The fact that we were undocumented, we didn't want to risk our family, so we could not talk about it with anyone else outside of our families. We almost became completely muted to the outside communities. And once we stepped out outside of the house, we did our best not to talk unless it was absolutely necessary. That kind of isolation definitely has a very an all-pervasive impact in our lives.
And so talking about that pervasive isolation, it makes me think about some of the families and some of the young people that I've been talking to over the last year. Now that immigration has really jumped into the foreground of our country in a way that it hasn't in quite some time, what are your observations about the current sort of lay of the land?
Mm-hmm. Where we are right now with the Trump's administration, the attack on immigrants was already happening before Trump. It's always been uncertain. And I am seeing under Trump's administration that a lot more people are coming out with the hate and the racist rhetoric. However, I just want to point out that the DREAM Act right now has a public support of 83%. The public is understanding more that we are their neighbors and their friends and classmates and their teachers and coworkers. Public support happened because of the movement of the dreamers coming out and sharing their stories. That was one of the greatest things for me to discover, because we shared the same experience of growing up living in the shadows. I realized that I was not alone.
Teresa Lee is now a U.S. citizen by marriage. As she follows the debate on Capitol Hill this week, she remains optimistic that a deal to keep dreamers in the country can still be reached. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.